Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Orchin Daf Zayin, Orchin 7. On the bottom of 6b, the Gemara introduces us to the topic of somebody who is about to be executed. What is the status of the person who is about to be executed? So says our Gemara on the bottom of 6b, Hayotze leharag, if somebody is going out to be executed, that if he comes away and he strikes somebody else, then he's going to be liable for hurting the other person, and therefore he has to pay the punishment of nezek tzaripoy sheves habochas, the damages that occurs. However, acherim shachav lubo, but if others for some reason damage him, then we say peturin, that they are going to be exempt, because he is considered like he is about to be killed. And so since he's considered like he's about to be killed, either we say he's certainly going to be killed, or according to the Mishnah Lamelch, it's because we consider him as though he's already killed, and so therefore the person who damages him is going to be exempt. However, so the Rambam rules that when we say that such a person is exempt, they're only going to be exempt for damages, nezek, tsar, pain, ripoy, for medical expenses, and sheves, for lost wages. For that, they're exempt. However, for boches, for humiliation, that we say that the person is still going to be liable, according to the Rambam. And the Rabbi Shimon ben Elezer argues and says, af imhu chaval b'acherim patur, even if he strikes another person, he's exempt, because shelo nitan, because we do not want to bring him back to court and make him wait there while we wait for the judgment on the case of the damages of striking somebody else. So meaning to say, if he's about to be executed and then there's another case that pops up, we say that we do not bring him back and try him for the other case. And there's different theories as to why. The Yad Rama, the Rishon, the Spanish Rishon, he argues that the reason is because ahavtu oreicha kamocha, you shall love your neighbor like you love yourself, and therefore we don't want to cause him pain by delaying his punishment. Others say, the Maisa Choshev says, no, that the reason is because it's the obligation of the court to kill him, and once the court has began to engage in that obligation, we say they must continue, because we don't stop a mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. We don't stop the one mitzvah that they're already engaged in to exempt them from the other mitzvah. Another theory from that's brought down in Likutei Halachos is that since there is an obligation of bi'arta ara mikir becha, of uprooting the evil from your mitzvah, and this person was liable, therefore we don't want to delay that mitzvah from them performing that. So back on our Gemara, on Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara extends this principle, and the Gemara says, Hayotze liharig, that if somebody is being brought out to be executed, and this person prior to the Gemara Din, prior to the fact that the Gemara Din was offered, prior to the publication of the sentencing of the verdict, this person had brought an offering to the temple, mazinov, but after the verdict was issued, we still are able to sprinkle the blood on his behalf, midam chatato, midam ashamo, from the sin offering and from the guilt offering, meaning if the person had brought from an unrelated sin a different korban, we still will sprinkle that blood, even though he has been sentenced to death, even though generally speaking we are not allowed to bring a sin offering for an owner, for a person who died. Nevertheless, since he has not yet been executed, we could bring the sin offering for the law that he had been sentenced to, even though he had been sentenced to death by a different court. And what's the reason? Because the reason is because this is not connected to the punishment that he has been found guilty for. And so it suggests it's because we're talking about a situation where he has repented, and even though the repentance does not work to allow him to go free from the verdict that he was sentenced to death, nevertheless, this is a different sin, and he has achieved, and he can still achieve repentance for this additional sin. However, chata ba'osa shah, let's say if he sinned after he was sentenced to death, and then he wants to bring a korban for that, einis kakan lo, we do not allow him to bring a korban. What's the reason? My taima, amar Rav Yosef neisha ein ma'anin es dino, because then we will be delaying his judgment, and so therefore we do not allow him to, even though he wants to. So this is a question on the person who says v'haftal reacha kamocha, that we should execute him as soon as possible, even if he wants to delay it at that point, we do not allow it to be delayed, and we say you cannot bring an offering from scratch, even though you sinned after you were sentenced to death. Then comes along the Mishnah. In this context, the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph tells us something, a very important law. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha she'yatzeh le'harek. Let's say there is a woman who was pregnant and was being brought out to be executed, Ein mamtinin la ad shetiled. We do not wait for her to be executed. We do not wait for her to give birth before she is executed, but rather we execute her immediately with the fetus. And the reason is, according to Rashi says, Ela horgen vlada ima dechad gufahi. That Rashi is saying that we execute the fetus with her because we are considering them to be one body. And so therefore it must be, why is Rashi adopting this position? It must be that the reason is because Rashi views the fetus as uber yerach imo, that the fetus, and this is how the Vilna Gaon explains it, that the fetus is considered to be a limb of the mother. And so therefore, and this is although the other people want to give other explanations, this is the simplest way to read it, that the fetus is not going to be considered like its own viable human being, and so, or it doesn't have the status of a human being, but rather the fetus is considered to be like a limb of the mother. And for this reason, that we do not wait to execute the mother until after the baby is born, but rather we execute the fetus, we execute the mother with all of her limbs, and included in that is the fetus itself. And that is the ruling of the Gemara, that the fetus will basically have to be executed with the mother.